Hello everyone, welcome to Spotlight with Shivam. I'm co-founder of Mastera, an all-in-one platform for teachers, coaches, and trainers to run and scale their online knowledge business. Today on Spotlight, we have Metro. Hi, Metro.
How's it going, Shivam?
Great, great. So just a quick introduction. Metro is helping people change their lives with this unique holistic framework called the competitive restoration experience. And we are very excited to have him on the show today. And we're going to dig further into this framework and his experience and how he ended up being a health and wellness coach. So with that, Metro, do you want to give us some background and how you ended up being a health and wellness coach?
Yeah, for sure. So for me, I've been a health and wellness coach for over 2 years now. And before that, I was primarily in the fitness sector. After helping people with their weight loss goals and their fitness goals, I quickly began to realize that there's a lot of personal development and actual mindset work that needs to go into staying consistent and really keep your health and fitness on the right track. And they really do kind of work hand in hand. One leads into the other and vice versa. Before that, I was actually a chef for many years. I was a chef for about 10 years. And this was actually a really great place for me to get my health and fitness career started, because there was a lot of mentorship aspects to that position. So I was helping the younger people become culinary professionals and management. And this took a lot of one-on-one and development sessions and mentorship. And this actually became a lot more meaningful to me than the cooking did. And so I thought to myself, how could I further in something that's really showing me a lot of value and the people that I'm mentoring, giving them a lot of value? And how can I take that into step that into a new purpose and a new career? And that's how I started in the fitness. And then the fitness kind of leads into the health and wellness. And just a little bit more of my personal background. I actually grew up in foster homes my whole childhood, and I had a bit of a rough upbringing, but you know, it taught me how to be resilient and how to kind of reach within myself to find that discipline and motivation, not only for my own fitness, but also to go through those tough times. And having a strong couple of mentors in my corner showed me the value of coaching and mentorship. So I've kind of been on the other side of the coaching. Now I'm paying it forward and I'm helping others.
That's awesome. No, thanks for sharing that. That's a incredible story and a journey so far. That's great. So we'll love to dig more into that as we talk today, but maybe we can get started with knowing a little bit more about your framework, the competitive restoration experience framework that you have. Why don't you tell us more about it and what it is and what you have made out of it?
Yeah, for sure. So it's a 12-week holistic approach to health and fitness. Like I was saying, sometimes getting in great shape doesn't exactly give you the results that you were really looking for. So sometimes people come to me and they want to improve their confidence and how they show up in the world, whether it's with their relationships with their partner or their career or even the relationship with themselves. And, you know, they get in a great shape, but they actually kind of feel the same way they did before, but with better abs. So now I really wanted to offer something that could help round out that approach and be more of a holistic approach to help with the other areas that kind of go into the confidence and how we show up every day. And basically it starts with the fitness and the nutrition. So I have the performance enhancement process. So this is personalized programming and demonstrations based on your needs and your goals, your limitations and your injuries. And these programs are meant to, you know, work for you, and they're very, very specific. From there, we go into the mindful fueling formula. So this is, you know, fueling your body properly, not in a state of, you know, taking things away and really limiting our diet, but understanding our diets a little bit more, understanding our bodies a little bit more, and how to properly fuel yourself to be successful, not only in the gym, but also in your day-to-day life, in your career, and in your relationships. We also have the Cure to Abundance, and this is our unique ideology working to create the new you. The you that is able to take on the life that you've always kind of wanted. In this step-by-step process, we call it the four A's. We like to come to awareness and acceptance, then we take action, and then we hold ourselves accountable. And maybe we can dive into that a little bit more. This hopefully helps us create an identity shift so we can create congruence between who you need to be now to create that person who you want to kind of step into that power, step into that new person, you know, and, you know, get yourself to that next level in life and that desired outcome that you've really set out beforehand. And additionally to all that, you're just going to receive next level support. So you're going to have access to me through a communications app where we can connect on the fly. A lot of the time, people, they need help outside of the one-on-one sessions that we're going to have together. Or maybe there's a situation that kind of happened spur of the moment and you'd like to kind of check in those moments. And I'm always available for those quick chats as well.
Awesome. Awesome. And have you created this framework all by yourself with based on your experience and knowledge?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it, for the first long while in my fitness career, it was pretty much all fitness and nutrition based. And as a chef, you know, I know food very, very well, and taking care of my own health and fitness gives me a lot of knowledge. But after all the certifications and the education that you need to go through, you know, just that one piece was missing that I knew people really needed. In that support. And this is where my personal development comes in, my own personal story, and having coaches and mentors and support in my own life, and having that experience in the culinary world and kind of transferring it over into the coaching world, just completely beautiful transferable skills. And, you know, it's a little bit of the body and the mind kind of working together on this one.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. And that's a great point, body and mind working together on this one, which is, I'm sure, is the ultimate goal in terms of providing that holistic value. Why don't you dig a little deeper into those four A's that you had mentioned? So that'll be great for our listeners to understand what those are.
Yeah, for sure. So awareness, acceptance, action, and accountability. Awareness, the first A, the first step is we just need to step into a state of awareness of who we are as individuals. Everyone's a little different in terms of our experience. Maybe we have different life traumas or generational traumas, things that hold us back, things that fire us up. We all have different personality traits. Likely what we'll do is it's a lot of one-on-one work, and we're going to ask some hard-hitting questions. Some tough questions, some stuff that likely we've been avoiding for a long time. Additionally to that, I like to offer people the Enneagram personality test, and this is going to help determine which Enneagram type you are. I personally am a type 8. So this also kind of gives us an inside look of what makes us tick as people. From there, we're going to walk into acceptance. So we're going to accept kind of who we are as people instead of trying to fight the status quo and try to fit into that cookie cutter world that we all think we're supposed to do. We're going to accept ourselves for who we are, and we're going to learn how to kind of get back to loving ourselves a little bit more. With the awareness and the acceptance together, this can help us, you know, capitalize on our strengths, also help us work on our weaknesses to help round us out. From there, we step into action. So we've kind of created this awareness of who we are and where we've been. And now we're going to try to make some action steps into where we want to go next. What is our life really going to be all about? What is our why? If you've done much personal development, we should all kind of have a why as to what's our purpose on this earth. What do we want to bring to the world at large? And we're going to create some action steps. And we're going to have to step into the fourth A, which is accountability, hold ourselves accountable to these new actions, because our ego likely is going to have us step back into what's comfortable, the old patterns, but we've come aware of what these patterns are. And now we're making actions, new actions that are going to create this new life that we want, but we still have to hold ourselves accountable. And that's where I'll likely come in for you as well, to help hold you accountable. But self-accountability is what's going to kind of carry you throughout the years.
Awesome. Awesome. No, that's great. That's great. So with that, I wanted to understand a couple of things there. So one part was where you did mention that you were also using coaches and you started using coaches and mentors in your life. Talk to us about that. Like what stage was that? And how did you find those coaches? Was that more of an intentional thing? You were seeking those, or it just, or maybe life happened and you found those in your circles and in your life. So I'm curious to learn and know a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it's a great question. When I was struggling as a teenager, you know, in the foster homes, and this kind of steps into like the first A, I hadn't really begun to, you know, become aware of myself and, you know, where I came from. There was a lot of anger. There was a lot of, you know, lashing out and, you know, making some bad choices. And I had no idea where I wanted to go. I had no idea what kind of survival patterns or negative self-belief systems that I kind of had about myself. Because there's a lot of self-conscious or subconscious rather belief systems that can kind of create these actions that maybe we don't exactly want in our conscious mind, but they're happening subconsciously. And I had a chef when I was working in the restaurant industry, and he was kind of the first one to put an arm around me and let me know, like, you're really good at this thing here. You're a little rough around the edges. We need to develop your management skills a little bit. And he offered me some resources, and a book that I read was, Your Why from Simon Sinek, Discovering Your Why. So I read that book, and it really hit home for me, and it helped me open my eyes to the fact that I wasn't really living much with much intent in my life. I was just kind of going through the motions day in, day out, which when your life has no purpose, it's hard to get up in the morning and get excited about, you know, doing what you do every day. And, you know, through that, there was a lot of one-on-one development with himself and I. And having that kind of, I think for me, having like that strong male support and that mentor, it meant a lot for me. And I had never really had that in my life until this point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he ended up moving into a different location, and I moved to a different city myself. So that relationship kind of grew into me hungry for mentorship again. So now I went out looking for it a little bit more, because now it brought me so much value. I could see like, oh, this is something that I've kind of been missing. I didn't really have male parents, right? So I think a lot of us get that from our parents. So now I'm online, and I started to hire some coaches online. I hired three different coaches within the last 4 years. And one of them was a business coach. Another one was a personal development coach. And the third one was kind of like the two of them together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just find it so helpful to have someone to bounce ideas off of. You know, they have their own frameworks to help you go through, just to really peel the layers back and to kind of see what comes up for you, and to see how you've been holding yourself back, but also how can you move yourself forward. And man, you know, life just, it just gets so much more interesting when you can see a different perspective and someone who can help open your eyes and just, you know, give you that perspective that you haven't had yet. So I find a ton of value in it. And that's, I think, what really got me excited about doing that for people as well. This chef that I mentioned who helped me in the restaurant industry, he taught me how to be a mentor myself. So, you know, my past experiences and also becoming a chef myself and being able to run a profitable ship and how to be profitable and how to manage yourself and how to manage other people. And leadership skills, this is something I needed to teach to the kind of like the younger generation as they come up, and they can kind of take my position and I can move into the next one. It's a backfield operation. And I really latched onto this, and I actually had a really fun time doing it. I got really good at doing it. I started doing it in larger groups. I started going to other different stores in the company, and I would do it for different stores. And I even developed a framework, a junior sous chef development program that I would help other young culinary professionals become sous chefs and chefs themselves. And I knew this is something I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And that's when I made the switch to health and fitness. And I guess you could say the rest is history.
Nice. That's awesome. Thanks for giving that little background. So that's really fascinating and really motivating, I would say. So another question that comes to mind, which I always wonder, is with this type of coaching, you did mention acceptance. So there is one part which is sort of acceptance, to understand that, hey, who we are, and sort of accepting whatever is going on. And then the other part to that is, which goes a little bit against acceptance, which is now trying to get something which you have not had so far. So do you see that these two clash sometimes with your clients and with the framework kind of thing, where on one side you're like, hey, everything's good / was supposed to what it was, accepting that, and now you're saying that, hey, if I didn't achieve that thing, you have to go and achieve that. Curious about your thoughts there.
Yes, for sure. So this is what we call like the identity shift. In our conscious mind, we have these goals of what we want to accomplish, how we want to feel in life, whether that's bringing back that competitive edge in your career or bringing back that confidence that you used to have and you kind of just lost. What we want to do is understand that we have limiting beliefs and that we have subconscious survival patterns that has served us up to this point, but likely won't get us to the next level. And if you're 100% satisfied and content with your life that you have right now, then you're satisfied and you're in the perfect spot. But most of us are yearning for more. Most of us are having that thing that is missing. So for me, it's about accepting that we have these limiting beliefs and accepting that there's narratives that we've kind of created about ourselves and the relationships and the world at large that has shaped our subconscious beliefs. And these subconscious beliefs are dictating our subconscious actions. And these actions over time are going to give us our results, our consistent results in life. And if we're not 100% satisfied with our consistent results, maybe it's we don't have enough abundance. Maybe, you know, a lot of my clients are still looking for that life partner that they don't have yet. A lot of people are trying to climb the corporate ladder and they're having a hard time, you know, competing in a space that's very competitive. So being aware helps us come to the acceptance that we might not be in the place where we really want to be. And this is where that identity shift will happen so that we can take the action steps into being that person that we do want to be, so that we can show up in the ways that we do really want to show up, so that we can really achieve the goals that we've set out, but we just haven't been able to achieve yet.
Okay, that makes sense. Thanks for clarifying that. That now makes sense to me, and I can wrap my head around it. Another question. So, from a type of clients that you work with, is it generally more on the younger side, or more like mid age / mid career professionals who are trying to get up in the ladder, or it's pretty much across the board?
I do prefer to, you know, I would like to say I niche down to mostly men and people who are in, a competitive career setting. Not to say that I haven't worked with all sorts of different people before. I guess you could say I cast a wide net because everyone's looking to be confident and to have, you know, good success in their careers. It doesn't matter what you're really doing. I've worked with many different people, you know, from, older middle-aged people who are looking to take that next step of their career, or, you know, middle-aged people who are actually still single and looking for that life partner. And, you know, they're just not really sure how they can kind of move into someone who loves themselves enough to find someone else who they can, you know, share our life with. I also have other people who are a little bit younger who are just kind of having a rough time getting into like their adulthood, so to say, or making sure that they launch into their lives with that level of confidence that they can take on what the world throws at them. So I won't shut the door on anyone, and there's no red tape on who I will serve. But I will say it is mostly middle-age career executive type of people who are busy professionals who need this type of support.
Yeah. Makes sense. And I think because that's where also the sort of affording that mentorship also sort of comes into picture, because One thing I was curious about was that you, and the reason why I asked that question was because you have seen those struggles when you were young, and you had that mentorship, which really put you in that path of exceeding and excelling in this space. I was wondering, like, maybe that's where you find a maybe more comfortable thing and kind of trying to guide some of the younger folks where you would see yourself being there in
the world. Well, it's interesting because, you know, having lived through it, I know how crucial it is for your success, especially as a younger, impressionable person. But this is kind of where those steps come in again. Sometimes we're not even aware to the fact that we could be deserving of some help, or that there is another level to life that we can actually strive for. Sometimes it doesn't happen until we're a little older that we realize, like, maybe it is time to do some investing in myself as a person so that I can have those more fruitful results in all sorts of the different areas of my being. Some people are very mature at a young age, and they can realize that you have to know what you don't know so that you can put the right people together in your circle so that you can have the best chance of success. Sometimes it takes us some time to realize that. So people who know me personally and know that I do this type of work now, they tend to be a little bit younger or maybe a little bit closer to my age, and they know my story and how it's helped me so much. And so they see the value in it, and they're willing to put that investment into themselves. Sometimes it takes a little bit of an older person to have lived enough years to realize, you know, I can only make it this far on my own. I need that extra help, whether it's with losing that 30 pounds, being able to feel my best so that I can go to work or go into my career or my relationships with my partner and, you know, fill my cup to abundance so that the overfill can start to fill up the cups of the people around me. And sometimes that's a tough lesson learned, and sometimes it takes time, but, you know, the earlier, the better. Having that really important mentor to me in my early 20s, it meant a lot for me to, you know, get to a place where I saw the value in it right away. So now I'm always on a continuous personal development journey, whether it's doing my own research or reading books or hiring coaches, meditation practices, staying up to date with my fitness. You know, I take care of myself. So it's all really, really important. But that's where that awareness comes in.
Oh, sure. Makes sense. No, I agree. Yeah. Cause the coaching, and a student sort of relationship is also sometimes, a destined to be, it's like, if the student is not ready, then generally coach cannot help, as well a lot of times. So it has to kind of come both ways. So that makes a lot of sense. So with that, I want to switch gears a little bit on the business side of things as well. Cause a lot of our listeners are just starting out or sort of trying to scale and things like that. So I want to learn a little bit more about how do you find your clients? Like, is there a special strategy or things that you have that you want to share with the audience? We'd love to know.
Yeah, for sure. For me personally, I am a huge believer in showing up for your clients and giving them the best value that you can. And when you really take care of your clients, I feel like the word of mouth and a referral-based program is actually how I've kind of come to grow my business. I've done the social media posting, and I've done, you know, different types of marketing campaigns and email campaigns and funnels and these types of things, and they will work for you. But gosh, you know, just really showing up every day and taking care of your clients is how I personally prefer to do it. A lot of the times, I still do a lot of fitness training. So a lot of times I'll find fitness clients, and whether they need that extra layer of support or not, sometimes I'll lead them into my competitive restoration experience. Or sometimes people find me for the mentorship. And now that they've grown enough to the point where they want to start taking care of themselves a little bit better, and they realize that they deserve to take care of themselves, that they are worthy of self-love, then they start asking more questions. Well, now I'm interested in your fitness program. And can I hire you as a nutritionist? Can I, you know, can I help, can you help me lose some weight? Now I'm on this beautiful self-development journey. Now I want to do my physical journey. And they really do lead one into another. So it's just an ecosystem. You know, you shake a lot of hands, you meet a lot of people. I've got business cards, I guess, that I hand out. I'm a little old school, I guess you could say. But ultimately, for me, it's about showing up for your clients, doing the best job that you can. I also have just like a client appreciation week that I do every single month. And we celebrate our wins, whether it's a personal development goal that we kind of set on, or maybe it's breaking through a subconscious belief system that's been holding us back, or maybe it's losing that 10 pounds, or maybe it's increasing your personal best on a squat, whatever the thing is, we're going to celebrate your wins. And when people are celebrating their wins and they're on this endorphin high, they're excited about themselves. They're excited about the work. They're excited about their results. And this is the perfect time to ask for a referral. Do you know anyone else who would also benefit from this type of support that you've been getting? Do you know anyone else who would love to have these results in their lives? And 9 times out of 10, they're going to show you 3 or 4 different people. And this is how I've been able to scale.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I like that idea of client appreciation week. In fact, not just coaches, anyone, any business can kind of use that that idea, that sort of thought. That's very smart. I'm also going to use it for my business, perhaps. So that's great. Just another thoughts on just running business. I know you have a website. Do you recommend that anyone who's starting out, are there any like 2-3 things that you feel like these are absolutely must haves for anyone who's just starting out, or someone who was just doing it on, let's say, Instagram or social, just few clients. Now they're like, hey, this is a time for my next stage, next leap, where I want to make it like full time, all in. What will be like absolute must have 2-3 things that they need to be doing? Any thoughts?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's really important to have a different tiered packages, I suppose you could say. So, you know, your one-on-one coaching likely is going to be at the top of your value ladder. Also having a automated system that you can sell and scale. And this is kind of like a waiting list, if you will, for your one-on-one coaching. If you're, you know, my one-on-one coaching is almost completely full. I don't have a ton of time for new clients right now, but, you know, we will always make the space when people are hungry, but maybe you set them up with your automated system first. They can kind of, you can earn trust and build a relationship and comfortability with people who maybe don't know you yet. They can go through this program, and maybe it's a 20, if you're a fitness coach, for example, it's a 21-day ab challenge. And, you know, maybe they're not ready to spend on the one-on-one coaching right now, but they want to see what you're all about, and you offer them something that's automated, something that they can continue to build a relationship with you with. From there, now you have their contact information, and you can kind of follow up and have an email campaign, which I've used before. And then you can let them know that you do have a one-on-one coaching system that might be better for them in a prolonged approach. Additionally to that, I think just having 3-4 fundamental truths that you're just always talking about. So I don't think it's necessarily important to have a huge wide range of skills. I think having 2 or 3 or maybe 4 very powerful fundamental truths that you believe in, that you really know, that you can talk about in 10 or 12 different ways. It's the same 4 messages over and over, but maybe you just deliver it in a different way. Because when you're speaking to thousands of people online on Instagram or TikTok or whatever you might be using, they might not get it the first time. And maybe they're just scrolling. But when they hear it in one different way, maybe it takes the 100th time that they hear it, and that's how it finally resonates with them. But it's the same messaging over and over. And people really get to understand what you're all about. And additionally to that, just putting it into a framework. How are you going to support people? Is it going to be one-on-one video call? Is it going to be just a group call with people? Do you want to have presentations with a video accompaniment? This can be part of your automated service, right? You don't have to be there for for it to operate and serve people. It can serve people while you're busy doing other things. But, you know, just really, really getting organized. And if you're working part-time or if you're working full-time and this is like your side thing right now, because I remember this is where I was for a little bit, blocking time off in your weekly schedule to do things for yourself and do things for your new business or your side business or whatever you want to call it. And putting, you don't necessarily need a website, but you need something, I think, for your clients. So whether it's a workout program or maybe it's a nutrition plan, or maybe it's a Google document with the framework with resources that we're going to be touching on, or maybe it's a workshop, or maybe it's a little worksheet with some questions and some hard-hitting journaling propositions for your client. Whatever it is, whatever business you're in, you need to get organized and have a tiered selling system. And, you know, sometimes, and I've also found success in this, sometimes you can even bring in a secondary coach. So I've brought in other nutritionists or other mindset coaches. And now you can have like this gold package or this really high ticket offer that you can lead into when you're doing a sales call with people and let them know, like, you know, I've got a very awesome limited time offer with a second coach. Maybe it's a 10K offer. And maybe that's a little out of their price range, but then now you can go down to your original offer that you usually sell. And it sounds a lot more enticing now because you've kind of sold down into it. Likewise, you can sell up into it if you have an existing client who already has that relationship and they're completely bought in with you as an authoritative figure already. I think this is very important.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, no, thanks for sharing this. These are like absolutely gold of information for people who are in that spot. So thanks for sharing that. Just one question on that. So when you said bring in another coach, does that mean that you're now partnering with them and they take half of a cut or whatever, 25-30% kind of thing? Is that how it's structured, or you're more like employing them as part of your brand and your team?
I would personally, the way that I did it was I was just employing them as part of my team. If you feel, you know what I mean? If you have two people working together on a business, there's a layer of accountability to that. That's actually really, really beautiful. You can't let your partner down, so to speak, your business partner. So it can help kind of fire you up and make sure that you're doing the things that you need to do. But I would suggest having just hire them. So every time I sell that upsell high level ticket item for my clients, they'll get a cut of that. So whether it's 50%, 25%, depends how much of the work they're doing, I suppose, and what the split is. But I usually just, I have them invoice me as if I'm their client, and I can pay them on every time we sell them.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. It's been great talking to you, Metro. Just one thing I want to share, want to make sure that we have that information for our listeners. If someone is wanting to, let's say, reach out to you, want to work with you or have questions, where can they find you?
Yeah, for sure. So you can find me on my website, metrohealth.online. And you can book a call with me right from there, or learn a little bit more of my competitive restoration experience on there. Or you can find me on Instagram at Metro Schumacher. At Metro Schumacher, that's my name. You can find me on there. Hit me up in the DMs if you want, or if you want to know a little bit more about my content, you can find me on there as well.
Okay. Do you like Formula One?
I do like Formula One. Yeah, Michael Schumacher.
There you go. I think maybe it's in the name, right? So you have to like F1 and racing.
I get that question all the time. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, it was great talking to you, Metro, today. I loved the conversation, and thanks for sharing all that amazing information with our listeners. We hope to possibly talk again and bring you back in the show. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thanks, Shubham. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Take care.